Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, welcome back to Hour 2 of The Attack, live from New York. Yeah, that's right, live. I'm not sleeping off a hangover. No, I'm not. I thought about it, but I'm not. And there's just too much going on in the world of sports to drop this down to the secondary people. You just can't do that. It's just, you know, some kind of best of garbage or something along those lines. We are talking about the best of the best of the best. And, when you got a lot to talk about, which we do, and the National Football League season, as far as the regular season, and all that kind of good stuff, and college football, because the bowl games are plenty, and we'll be talking about that a whole bunch in this hour, well, guess what? You need to be here, and I'm here. Look, the ways you can find us, well, first of all, go to our award-winning website. It's a beautiful thing. It's actually a really good website. Click on the Listen Live button, and usually there we are. And that's okay, too. All the other hosts, you can see the list, the lineups, and whether it's Sports Overnight America, whether it's the Jefe, whether it's me, you know what the circumstances are. Get her done. And, you know, that's all cool. iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, Listen Live capacity, archive capacity. Any interview you want to hear that we've done in the past, anytime you want to listen live. Look, we know that we only got you for about 15 minutes to a half hour a day. As much as we'd like to keep you around the entire day. You're sitting at your desk, getting into your work. Nobody's working today except us. But, reality is, you know, you're at your desk, you're doing what you need to do. Yeah, well, yeah, we're right there for you. Amazingly enough, out here in the 4-degree temperatures that are outside my very window, about a foot and a half away from me, there are people out there jogging. Yes, they are. I'm impressed. I'm not one of them, but I'm impressed. And, they're plugged in. And if you are plugged in, you can get us on demand no matter where you want to be. So it's all about you. For us, American Forces Radio Network. These guys and girls protect our six, both at home and internationally. They don't get days off, at least not in the traditional sense. All right, so you see somebody in a uni, go up to them, thank them, be on your way. Let's tap out right here. We'll be back right after this short timeout to set her up for Hour 2.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
He's up under center. He's got protection around him. He takes the snap. He drops to his right knee, and that's it. The sidelines will empty. The Georgia players storm towards midfield, jumping around and celebrating. The fans in red and black on their feet with the pom-poms waving. Georgia is the top dog. The Bulldogs are the 2017 SEC champions.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack live from New York. Yes, indeed, the Sports Attack. I'm Bob Black. You are not. Plenty of good stuff. Listen, a little bit of Georgia there, and we'll be talking about them in just a little bit. But first, the coaching carousel. And I'm going to explore that a little bit, talk about what I think about it. And there will be hires. Some get hired quickly. Some don't. Some survived. Some didn't. And, you know, I'll tell you, you see the headlines sometimes and you really wonder what people are watching and why they're not paying attention to what the hell's going on. Jack Del Rio, I'll start there, canned by the Raiders. The Raiders tanked this year. The Raiders sucked this year. I mean, you know, Carr regressed. Their defense was brutal. And never improved under Jack Del Rio. And, you know, for people who don't remember last year, his gamble in New Orleans, which, I mean, Del Rio's been one of the more conservative coaches in the National Football League for a long time. His gamble in New Orleans propelled their season. Had it gone the other way, and Oakland played a bunch of close games, They would have had a horrible season last year, too. They were counting on the evolution of the quarterback. They were the darling pick to go to the Super Bowl if you weren't picking New England or Pittsburgh. And they stunk. You know, good thing Denver was in their division. Otherwise, they would have been worse. It's not that Jack Del Rio is a bad coach. He's an okay coach. But, I mean, you win 12 games the previous year. Well, duh. You'll lose your job. And that's exactly what happened. That's exactly what happened. And Mark Davis did it the right way. Talked about Jack and his family and all that kind of good stuff and the local community and everything else. But, you know, the elephant in the room is John Gruden. And there's been a lot of rumor and speculation literally since he stepped into the booth about him going back to the sidelines. But honestly, you know, John Gruden's going to be the next coach of the Oakland Raiders. And they're going to win football games. You know, this isn't, and, you know, Gruden's credit, you like him, you don't like him in the booth, whatever the circumstances are. Okay, you know, he talks a lot, and to me, he doesn't say a hell of a lot of anything. But once Tampa announced that they were going to retain Dirk Cutter, then John Gruden going back to a football team, there was only one other choice, and that's the Oakland Raiders. The LV Raiders, what they're going to be. You know, so, and they're going to win. They're going to win. It might take a little while, but they're going to win. And he's going to have say in the personnel. And they're going to be a team. And, you know, they're going to have to work it out. And there's been rumors about ownership stake, which ain't going to happen. And all this kind of good stuff. But think about what they need to do as far as being a franchise. You know, here they are. They're making a move to Vegas. They want to hit the ground running. They think they're primed to be at their peak when they go into Vegas. Well, they can't have a 5-win season, a 6-win season, a 7-win season. They can't do it. You know. And the other aspect of this, too, we were talking about it the other day. John Gruden makes $5 million a year to sit in the Monday night booth and do the quarterback camps and all the other different stuff that he works for ESPN. ESPN's cutting back. There's no given once his contract is up with ESPN that they're going to keep him. Because they're, you know, the buyout with Fox and Disney and the whole nine yards, every time you look around, there's another bloodletting at ESPN. Yeah. So, it's going to be a little chucky. And like I said, I'm going to be very curious of the, is it going to be retreads or is it going to be new blood? You know, you'll have the Rooney Rule interviews. Let's see how that goes. But, I mean, Josh McDaniels will be out there. Pat Shurmur will be out there. Jim Schwartz will be out there. Evidently, the Giants are all, you know, pretty much done with him. Mike Munchak, Todd Haley will be out there looking for a job again. Like I said, if Bill O'Brien ends up getting cut by the Texans, he'll be an immediate commodity. That team was just destroyed by injury, and they're fools if they let him go. Yeah, he's a strong-willed dude, and he has issues with the front office, but McNair's no idiot, regardless of his prison comment. You know. And when you look at Sean McVay and Kyle Shanahan and some of the assistants, McDermott, and you look at some of the assistants who have moved up recently, retread is probably not the direction that most of these teams will be going, but some of them deserve that second shot. I certainly think Josh McDaniels does. Shurmur, eh. Schwartz, he was part of an organization. I don't know whether Schwartz can coach or not as far as being a head coach. Because, you know, when he was coaching Detroit, they were the laughing stock of the league. I don't know whether the guy can coach or not. So we'll find out. And don't kid yourself. The bloodletting is not done. You know, Pat Shurmur got, what did he get? One season and he was done. Jimmy Haslam came in and they were going to make changes no matter what. But he's the guy that helped develop Case Keenum this year. So, you know. Does Munchak go in Tennessee? No, the merry-go-round goes around. Hugh Jackson, like I said, 0-16. You talk about historic. 0-16, and you give your coach an endorsement. Draft a quarterback. Figure it out. However, you know, and this is a big however, whoever they draft as the quarterback is going to go into the fire right away. And when they do that, they better be prepared. And Hugh Jackson's going to get tested. His quarterback guru, his quarterback whisperer, his quarterback, I'm a developer, is going to get tested right off the bat. And he will have a very, very short leash. So, you know, we'll talk about it. Like I said, I'm going to go down a list here, and then we'll move on to the college right after the break. But if you're in the National Football League, it certainly does mean not for long in most instances. We're going to tap out right there. When we come back, we'll go down the list. And then move on to the collegiate game. Some really good bowl games over the weekend and some really good ones coming up tonight. I'm Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a 15
$1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Fourth and 20, Badgers of their own 47. Hornibrook gets the snap, drops back at his 37. Hornibrook fires middle of the field, and it's intercepted by Ohio State. Damon Webb goes down at the 29-yard line as he picked it off in the middle of the field. Damon Webb, senior safety, with his fourth interception of the year. And Ohio State's got to burn a minute 9 off the clock to win a Big Ten title.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Yeah, that'd be me. Welcome back to the Attack. Yeah, we're going to roll into college here in literally seconds. However, coming to you live today, plenty to talk about, especially in the collegiate level. But, you know, again, when you're wrapping up the regular season in the National Football League, we'll get into the previews on playoffs later in the week. However, Cincinnati Bengals will be looking for a coach. Marvin Lewis is going to be out. You know, this has been the worst-kept secret in the history of football as he's going. And it looks like Vance Joseph is not going to be retained after 1 year. Pagano's out. Del Rio's out. We'll find out about, you know, Mike Mularkey. Foxy's done. Dirk Cutter's sticking around. Arians looks like he's going to retire. Caldwell's fired. Daniel Snyder actually said Jay Gruden's safe. It'd just scare the hell out of anybody. That's almost rational. Yeah, can't make it up. 1-800-878-PLAY is phone number. And rolling over to collegiate game. Starting at noon today, you got Michigan at South Carolina, UCF at Auburn at 12:30 in the Chick-fil-A. That's a terrific bowl game, the Peach Bowl. And they need to be in the rotation for the National Championship Bowl. First one's the Outback Bowl. Notre Dame, LSU in the Citrus. And then the heavy hitters start going. And that's Georgia, Oklahoma, 5 p.m. Eastern time, the Rose Bowl. Traditional in the afternoon, West Coast. It's going to be 48 degrees, not your usual L.A. sunshine. And then Alabama-Clemson in the Super Bowl, Superdome, excuse me. Thank goodness, because it's 27 degrees in New Orleans. Anybody was watching a little bit of the New Year yesterday when they cut to New Orleans, which they do now, where it wasn't pouring rain like it was last year. They were, it was cold. They were all hoodied up. All that kind of fun, or no fun as the case may be, because it was not fun. And, you know, we'll preview them in the next segment. Recapping yesterday, however, the 30th, I should say, not yesterday, Saturday's games. The aforementioned Alex Hornibrook did a really, really nice job taking Wisconsin to 13-1 overall in this year. 23-34, 258 yards, 4 touchdowns for Mr. H as they beat the Mark Richt crazy man on the sidelines, and rightfully so, Miami Hurricane. Dropping the cane to 10-3 for the season, 7-1 at home, and it was a home game for them, basically. Again, Mark Richt will get you so far. He's a very good football coach. He's not an elite football coach. if he's able to recruit within the state and get the premier guys to Miami, to the U, they're going to win football games. They'll be a double-digit team pretty much every year. Will they get to a national championship? Probably not. But you never know. He may sneak one in there before he's all said and done. But he's the right guy to head the program. He was done at Georgia. And, man, he went crazy on the sidelines with the interference call. And rightfully so. It was a lousy call. But can't make contact with those officials. They frown upon that. Hornibrook was brilliant. Jonathan Taylor, for those of you who don't watch football and pay attention to it, who talk about it and think they know something about it, yeah, well, 26 for .130. And damn near 2,000 yards for the season, 1,977. Second most in history. He's a freshman. They'll have him next year, and then he'll be gone after that. But you talk about an early Heisman contender? Oh, my goodness. Put that one in the books right there. He's going to be in the final three. Barring injury, of course. And Hornibrook will be back. They got a nice 1-2 punch up there on a team that lost one football game this year to the Ohio State University, as you heard Scott playing it out of the break. But Wisconsin's going to be really, really good yet again. And they'll be in the mix. And by beating Miami, sitting at number six, you know, usually the Final Four end up just being rearranged in the final polls as far as the Final Four. And, you know, that's how it is. However, Wisconsin could sneak in there, depending on if one of the big four get blown out, which is a distinct possibility. But good job by the Badgers. No joke. A lot of times, we talk about it all the time, they come in flat. A lot of times these guys come in flat. And that was not the case. And I'll tell you another team that didn't come in flat, and that's going back to the Friday action, which we were previewing. Ohio State took care of their business against USC 24-7. The Pac-12 is a lousy conference, okay? They don't have very good football teams out there. And considering the depth of talent that's available out on the West Coast, I'm continually amazed by the lack of ability to get into the Final Four and to get shut out. Sam Darnold had 356 of the emptiest yards you ever want to talk about. No touchdowns and a pick. And JT Barrett, although he didn't play particularly well, 11 of 17, 0-0 with the touchdowns and the interceptions, ran the ball well. J.K. Dobbins came in and ran the ball well. Paris Campbell ran the ball well. 38 carries for $163. Story was the Ohio State defense. They just locked them down. And look, there's always first-round talent all over the defense. You know, you had a pick six. To me, and I don't know, Darnold's given the indications that he's coming out. But I'll tell you. One, I don't know that he's ready. Two, Denzel Ward, who's going to be a top 15 pick, is going into the NFL draft. And he sat out. And Darnold still couldn't produce against this football team. I just don't see this kid as being ready. I think he needs another year. The only problem is, I don't know that he's getting anything on the level of really good coaching at USC. I mean, Clay Helton's a fine collegiate coach. T. Martin is the offensive coordinator, and he didn't even get a sniff as far as getting an interview at Tennessee, and that was his alma mater, and that's the place he won a national championship. I don't see Darnold evolving. which the plus and the minus of that is, do you go back, try to get better, or do you figure with the coaching that I'm getting there, this is as good as I'm going to get in the collegiate level, I need to go to the pros and get better coaching? Donald threw a pick six. He fumbled twice. He got sacked eight times. So again, I'm not putting this on him as such, but, you know, he got the bejesus wailed out of him. He's got until January 15th to decide. But, I mean, the turnovers were huge. But, again, when you're getting wailed, you know, that's going to happen. However, and we'll throw this in there, too, you're going to go to a really bad football team. You know, Cleveland is a bad football team. 0-16 will do that to you. They have an okay offensive line, and if they can convince Joe Thomas to come back, at least his blind side will be protected. The number two pick is the Giants. Ask Eli how that line is. And then Indianapolis. And then Cleveland again. He's going to have to go in. Look, he can make all the throws. He looks the part. The cannon arm, the whole nine. Go over all that garbage again. But, you know, whether or not that translates remains to be seen. If you're USC, you got to be looking at your coaching staff a little bit. And Helton will get the benefit of the doubt as far as being a head coach. I mean, they went in double digits. They were 11-3 this year. But, you know, they're not coaching on an elite level when it comes to their positions. And it shows in the one-loss records within the conference. Difference between college coaching and pro coaching. We'll tap out right there. When we come back, more Gridiron Collegiate style. Here in the Attack, I'm Black with Cuddy. Don't go anywhere.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
They break through here.
Oh, my goodness.
Looking to just fall on it. And now a fight for the ball, and picking it up is Jacobs. Jacobs is running it in. That is a touchdown for Wisconsin.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Yeah. Yeah. Oops is right. Nicey nice. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529 is Tory telephone number of the attack at Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. And, you know, again, when you look at the heavyweights, and Ohio State and USC are both heavyweights, it wasn't even a contest. Was not even a contest. And Ohio State, of course, making the argument that they should have been in. And we're going to find out more tonight because Alabama got in instead of them. And we shall see whether or not that was legitimate or not. Northwestern took care of Kentucky 24-23 in a Music City Bowl, which is a cool bowl. North Carolina State blew out Arizona State. 21 meaningless points in the fourth quarter for Arizona State when North Carolina State was trading time for yardage. Great game in the Belk Bowl. 55-52. Wake Forest taking care of Texas A&M. Nick Starkel, in case you haven't been paying attention, Texas A&M does put points up on the board. I'll tell you, and Christian Kirk, who, you know, again, here's another guy, and he'll be coming out. Wide receiver, undersized at 5'11", but stout. He's going to be a slot guy somewhere, and he's going to drive people crazy. He won't go in the first. He'll be a third-round guy, second-round guy, third-round guy. But somebody's going to draft him, and they're going to be very happy with him. He finds the end zone. He's got speed, speed, speed. Yeah. And he'll come out as a junior. Completely understandable. Tonight and today, like we talked about, some pretty darn good football games, starting with Michigan and South Carolina. And Michigan is 8-4. They don't have a quarterback. And Mr. Peters, Brandon Peters, is going to have to find out. He's the starter. Wilton Spate transferring out. Shea Patterson's coming in. And Dylan McCaffrey got recruited. So you got a whole bunch of stuff coming in. And this is going to be interesting. Now, you don't win unless you have a quarterback. And the game's almost irrelevant. But Jim Harbaugh is going to give Brandon Peters the shot. Shea Patterson will come in and compete. Dylan McCaffrey is going to come in and compete. By the time it's all said and done. And when the dust settles, there will be a quarterback. Yeah. I mean, Harbaugh's been through this himself. People forget when San Diego, back in 2000, you know, and Harbaugh had won in the league before. They cut him loose in favor of Ryan Leaf. Yeah, that one. As far as South Carolina goes, they're just, year in and year out, Will Muschamp gets it done. Are they an elite team? No. Can they compete in the SEC East? Yeah, they can. But right now you're dealing with Georgia and bleeping, Clemson in the ACC. But Georgia's just running it right now. So we'll see. I like Carolina in the game. I think the quarterback situation is going to rear its ugly head yet again for Michigan. But you know, you never know. Harbaugh's one of the better coaches in college football. He's one of the better coaches in the pros as well. But should be a good game. Outback Bowl is always a good game. Scott Frost gets one last go-round with UCF against Auburn. Auburn will win this football game, even though UCF is a darn good football team. The one motivational factor is that UCF has a 12-0 record. They would love to go completely undefeated. They're ranked 12th in the country against Auburn, 7th. And you beat Auburn, you know, you'll finish the season in the top 10 somewhere, and probably number 8, number 7, something along those lines. Which Auburn shows up? The disappointed Auburn that lost in the SEC championship game, or the motivated Auburn that damn near ran the table against Georgia, Alabama, and Georgia yet again to get themselves into the Final Four, but it just didn't quite happen. Peach Bowl is always great. Chick-fil-A will be open, which is good because it's their sponsorship at the Peach Bowl. But Frost, you know, he's going to move on, and he's taken pretty much all the assistants to Nebraska. Heupel's going in. You know, it's kind of weird. And you know, he's going to be sitting up in the press box checking out the team. Gus Malzahn's happy. He signed a 7-year. Mackenzie Milton is going to be the story in this because he was great for Scott Frost. Will he be great against a really good SEC defense? Well, that remains to be seen. Like I said, I think Auburn's going to win this. I think it's going to win it fairly comfortably, but you never know. Team decides not to show up, and that's what you get. And it happens sometimes in these big bowls. Another good matchup here. Notre Dame and Louisiana State. Both teams 9-3. Citrus Bowl, the Camping World Citrus Bowl, to be completely precise. Man, people already down on Ed O, on Coach O. Danny Etling's the guy. He's going to have to show up and do it. There's not going to be any mystery in this game. Both teams are going to try to run. LSU's looking to get to 10 wins since 2013, you know, which is no small thing. But at LSU, it's like, you know, wow, you know, we lost 3 games. You suck. So the thing is that Notre Dame's, you know, nicked and suspended. 2 of their wide receivers are down. Stefferson due to suspension and Claypool due to injury. And Elise Mack got suspended and Brock Wright got injured. Tight ends. So whether or not they end up running the ball successfully remains to be seen. They're going to force Winbush to pass. And if he does, he only completes 50%. Actually, a little under. But he rushes. The thing is that their offensive line, and both guys are going in the first round, McGinchy and Quentin Nelson. And the LSU linebackers are all injured. So to me, that's going to be the difference in the game. I think Notre Dame can impose will. And it's going to be ground on ground. Darius Geis is going to try to run. I'm surprised he's playing, to be perfectly honest, because he's nicked up with his knee. But I guess we'll see how it plays out. I like the Irish in this one. I think LSU's defense is just too banged. Yeah, and everybody relax on Ed. All right? He's going to get you back there, I promise. 5 o'clock, Oklahoma and Georgia in the Rose Bowl. It's been a weird week prepping for the Rose Bowl for Oklahoma because evidently Baker Mayfield is ill. And I mean sick, sick, sick ill. I don't know if it's the flu or whatever the circumstances are, but he's been going to the practices and the meetings. He's avoided everything with the media. They said he has been a hurting puppy. So we'll see what kind of shape he's in going into the game. Lincoln Riley, first-time head coach, and he gets his team to the Final Four. OU is actually favored, which I find pretty amazing. Georgia, I'll tell you. At Georgia, anybody that's underestimating this team, man, you don't know what you're talking about. Here's the deal. Oklahoma can score, score, score. And they've got a great wide receiving core, terrific running backs. But they don't stop anybody. And that's going to be the story of this game. Nick Chubb, Sony Michel, and DeAndre Swift. They are going to run, 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 and try to keep OU's offense off the field. Now, their defense gave up 38 points three different times in the regular season. The only time they really improved was when they beat TCU twice and nailed them down. Now, look, there's no mystery here. They're gonna sell out on the run, and they're gonna make Jake Fromm pass the football. And Jake Fromm, you know, he's good. He ain't great. He's a legit freshman quarterback. However, 21 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. So if they can establish any level of run, and I mean any level of run, they're going to beat OU. And I think they're going to beat OU. Georgia's just that good. And by the way, the best thing that happened to them, the best thing that happened to them was that loss to Auburn. One, they still got in. And two, when Auburn came back and they played in the championship game in the Peach Bowl, Georgia just manhandled them. And Auburn's a damn good football team. Now, I like Georgia in this. They're going to keep Mayfield off the field. And I just don't see that Mark Stoops defense stopping anybody. And in the other matchup, which we'll start here and then finish up as we finish up the show, the aforementioned Alabama, who didn't deserve to be in over Ohio State, Crimson Tide, goes up against Clemson in the finale of the trilogy. The Fighting Dabos against Nick Saban and his team. Clemson 12-1. Alabama 11-1. Motivated. Try to get people back healthy. But quite honestly, I just don't know. You know, there is some, hey, they don't deserve to be here. Motivation. Nick Saban will have them ready. He's not the best X's and O's coach, for those of you who actually pay attention to the game, especially recruiter in the history of the game. But he can be had on the sidelines. But the first two matchups with these teams were just freaking brilliant. This one's not going to be any different, and I'll tell you why on the other side. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Yeah, that'd be me. And again, Clemson, Alabama, the end of the trilogy. Look, this is going to be fun. I mean, two terrific coaches, two terrific programs. I like Jake Fromm better than Jalen Hurts. Is literally what it comes down to. He's a much better passer. You know, he's mobile enough. I mean, obviously they try not to run him, and they don't need to with the running backs that they have. It would have been a perfect run of the table for them had they not lost to Auburn. But they beat everybody in front of them, and they beat Auburn on the rematch. Yeah, and people look at the schedule and they say, well, you know, it's the SEC East and blah, blah, blah. Well, they went up to Notre Dame and won in South Bend. They beat what ended up being a pretty good Missouri team handily. Beat South Carolina. Beat Auburn on the rematch. I mean, I get it. It's not the deepest of schedules. But they earned their way there. Alabama, you want to make the argument they don't belong there? Okay. But I got to tell you, Nick Saban teams always show up. And this is part three. And don't kid yourself, that bulletin board material in that locker room about we don't belong is big time motivation. Clemson knows that they're in for a war. And we'll find out. Kelly Bryant, he'll get it done. He'll get it done. It's going to be Clemson. I keyed on the other one with Jake Fromm, but Clemson's going to beat Alabama, but it's going to be one hell of a football game, let me tell you. That's it. Hope you enjoyed it. It was live with no hangover. Welcome to 2018. Have a great day, everybody.